Welcome back to Warrior Movie Rental. I'm Kennedy, and today we will be reviewing Nosferatu 2024, starring Lily Rose Depp and Bill Skarsgård. Now, to really start off, I want to say that this movie was undeniably one of the most unsettling experiences I've ever had. But wow, was it so good. I think I really found myself speechless, honestly, caught in its horrific grip. There were moments where I had to hit the pause button because some of the scenes were just so graphic, it nearly made me gag. Like, it was just so gross. The way the saliva looked in certain shots, like how Lily's character Ellen is, you know, having saliva drip all down her face, or how Count Orlok is dripping saliva onto Ellen on the bed. So gross. There's honestly no amount of money you could convince me to have that dripping on me. It was truly gross. Yet, this cinematic gem deserves every award it has received, and Oscar or Golden Globe isn't out of the question. To my knowledge, it's received Best Ensemble Motion Picture, Critics' Choice Movie Award for Best Cinematography, Best Period Film, and ADG Excellence in Production Design Awards. Every award, like I said, well-deserved, considering how stunningly terrifying this movie really is. At the heart of the story is the chilling obsession between Ellen Hutter, a haunted young woman, and the fearsome vampire Count Orlok, whose fixation plunges her into a nightmare of night terrors and seizures. And this version of Nosferatu is refreshingly pulls like an inspiration from Bram Stoker's classic Dracula. However, this isn't your run-of-the-mill Dracula tale. This Nosferatu, he's like a carrier of diseases that leads to a widespread death and unleashes plague-bearing rats on this unsuspecting town where Ellen and her husband Thomas Hutter live. And just seeing the scenes where the rats are like flooding the streets and sidewalks, oh my gosh, again, I had to just click pause. I don't mind rats or mice, but in that movie, I couldn't stomach it. Because it just reminds me too much of New York, and New York is such a dirty place. Even though it's so beautiful, it is such a dirty place. I would not want to be living somewhere where everybody is getting sick because of these plague-bearing rats. Like, it's so, so gross. But I think it really adds to how, you know, vile this movie really is. Now, from a visual standpoint, I absolutely adore how it was shot. I'm a big sucker for cinematography and shot compositions, and the stark black and white cinematography on a 35mm film, I think it beautifully captures the haunting, grainy decay of that era. And the colors alone convey so much emotion to the viewers, deepening the unsettling atmosphere that this movie, you know, is obviously trying to convey, but it conveys so well, in my opinion. Lily Rose Depp's performance is nothing short of phenomenal. This was my first time actually seeing her in the movie, and she truly impressed me. I think that her role and her acting was out of this world in this movie. I've never seen her before, but I have, like, no complaints about it. And, I can't forget my boy Nicholas Hoult, who was also in this film as Lily Rose Depp's husband, Thomas Hutter. And I might be a little biased since I think he's fantastic in everything he does, but this role is no exception. I think he did phenomenally well, even though I don't think he thought his wife was like a mad woman. I think that, you know, he somewhat believed her, and, you know, it was his duty as a husband to figure out, oh, what's wrong with her. So I think that when he embarks on this journey to go visit Dracula in his castle, or whoever it was, I don't know if it's Dracula or if it's Count Orlok, because I think those are two different characters. Whoever he goes to see, signs a contract with, I think it's his duty as a husband to really, you know, help with her night terrors, and she's been suffering for so long. But you could say I'm officially a super fan of Nicholas Hoult. I've reviewed him so much. Nicholas Hoult, please know this, me, I love you. But other than that, the plot is so rich and layered, revealing much as the story unfolds, from the origins of Ellen's night terrors to Thomas's love for her and his duty to embark on a harrowing journey, leaving her behind with Anna and Frederick Harding, which Frederick Harding is played by Aaron Taylor Johnson, which I love him. He's such a good actor. I've seen him in multiple things. And I think that in this movie, he played his role phenomenally well, too. I think that one of the saddest moments in this movie was when Frederick was lying on top of Anna dying in his wife's coffin. It was genuinely, I want to say, really heart-wrenching. And in my opinion, I think we definitely need more yearning and devoted characters in cinema today, don't you think? I mean, I think, like, R from Warm Bodies is such a perfect example of that, even though he's a zombie. But I love these characters who just yearn for women, who are very devoted men, and I think that really ties a good movie together. The shot composition, like I said many, many times, was just amazing. Take, for example, like the scene where Ellen is tearing her dress in a desperate attempt to suppress her Cal Orlock-induced thoughts. Honestly, any scene with Lily Rose Depp was beautifully captured, pulling viewers right into the emotional depths of this film. I think that shots where Nicholas Hoult would come in and see that his wife was suffering, those were also beautifully shot, where Ellen is at the feet of Thomas and he's like looking down. I think that was such a good shot. I also think where Count Orlock is over Ellen in her bed was such a cool shot because of the sun shining through. I can appreciate, honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of when the sun is shining through windows because it almost makes the actors disappear, because it did that in Superman where Lex Luthor was walking and you could barely see him. Same with Superman when he's like trying to tell Lex Luthor, I am just as human as everybody in this, you know, in this place. So yeah, but I think it was just the right touch. This was truly an unforgettable experience. I would highly recommend it to anyone looking for a film that gives you the chills. And to wrap up today's episode, I want to give this movie a solid 9 out of 10. The one point being left off is due to how unsettling it really made me feel. Some scenes were just too gross, and I felt too compelled to keep watching. So that was my own fault. I believe this film is just a must-watch if you really love horror movies and you can appreciate good cinematography. But that's it from me, and I'll catch you in the next one.